In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. It's good to meet with you again. Today we have three things to do. Number one, to finish up the questions that we left from the morning. We have them here, don't worry. And also, to briefly talk to you about the concept of a miracle. What's our understanding of a miracle? The third thing is to talk to you about the effects of the merun, the holy anointment with the holy merun oil in our lives. So this is basically what we will do. We will leave the questions to the end, just in case more questions will come. But now I will talk to you about our orthodox concept of miracles. What is our understanding of a miracle? It is very important to be able to distinguish and discern between the miracle as an act of God and the miracle as an act of the devil to deceive the people. Because we read that in the end of the days that people will do miracles by the power of the devil. The devil is powerful, and he can do so many things, and may be able to deceive even the elect. And we hear about people who will come to the Lord and say to him, "We cast out the devil by your name, and we healed people, and we did miracles." And I will say to them, "I do not know you." So miracles are not always a sign of holiness. In fact, miracles are very rare exceptions that sometimes we think it is the normal thing. And unfortunately, in some TV programs that we watch, they destroy the meaning of a true miracle. They may say to you, "I can see now someone who has a kidney failure in front of the screen watching this program." And most probably, many people with kidney failures are watching, because thousands and maybe millions of people are watching. What's the chance of having few that have kidney failure? They say, "Put your hand now on the TV and pray with me." What for? This is not how God works. God works in a quiet way. So we have to understand what a miracle is and be able to discern spiritually the meaning of a true miracle. So what is the definition of a true miracle? Five important points. Number one, it is the supernatural work of God. Well, this is number one and two. Supernatural work of God. 2 points. Why supernatural? Because, you know, in statistics, when you're doing statistics, we have to calculate probability, the probability figure. The probability has to be less than 5 in order that they say it did not happen by chance. Those of you who study statistics know what I'm talking about. It has to be less than 5% in order to confirm that it did not happen by chance. So the probability is actually calculating what's the percentage of this happening by chance. If it is more than 5%, then the theory is rejected. Right? Do you understand this concept? Because if it is highly likely to happen anyway, then the theory is wrong. But it has to be very low percentage, and the less the probability of it happening by chance is, the more we confirm that the theory is correct. Statisticians know what I'm talking. Any statisticians here? No? I can take my... Okay. So what is a miracle? A miracle that it is something that has a very low percentage that it could happen by chance. The mind cannot comprehend it because it is supernatural and it is the act of God. Someone who may be terminally ill, for example, has someone who has cancer, for example, and suddenly they are cured. The doctor will say, "We don't understand what happened. We don't have a scientific explanation for what happened." Then it's a supernatural act of God. Okay? As we shall explain more. The third point, that it happens at a certain time. Fourth point. It happens in a certain place. Fifth point, for a certain goal. So what's a miracle? Number one, a supernatural act of God which happens in a certain time, a certain place, or a certain goal or reason. Let's explain this a little bit more and understand it. The first point we need to know that God created the universe and He put the laws for this universe, which are called the natural laws. The natural laws are God created laws by which God governs the whole universe. That's why He is the Almighty God, because He governs this universe with His own laws. And scientists only discover God's laws. They say the sun will appear or will rise every morning, every 24 hours. This is the day. Why? Because God made the day and night. Never fails. After the day comes the night, and after the night comes the day. God designed that. Seasons. That's why scientists now are able to predict the weather. They will tell you after 3, 4, 5 days, this is how the weather will be like. How did they know? Because they are studying the laws which God put. And they are getting better at that. And even the Lord said to them, "You hypocrites." Why hypocrites? Because we know if it is going to be rain, we say it's going to be rain. If it's going to be a nice day, we know it's going to be a nice day. He said we know such things, but we don't know the sign of His own coming. We did not recognize Him. كلهم يأمرون تعرفون علامات الأزمنة بس ما أمنوش بي. So we are able to discover God's laws by which He governed this universe. A miracle has to be something supernatural. The known laws do not explain what happened. So it's a miracle. Yet, the miracle is not a goal in itself. The miracle is not a goal, but a mean towards the goal. There is another goal besides the miracle, besides the miracle in itself, as we shall discuss. What are the dangers of the miracle? Three things. Number one, that the devil may use the same methods to deceive the people. The devil may use the same method to deceive the people. If he finds you that you are one that's so attached to miracles, he may do a miracle with you in order to deceive you. But we should distinguish between what's from God and what's from the devil. And that's why it's very important, if you think that there is a miracle that happened with you, speak to your father of confession, to your spiritual father, and who can guide you and tell you whether this is from God or not. The second thing is that people become so attached to miracles. They think that everything should happen by a miracle. Anything. Nothing should be natural. As long as we are the children of God, then we expect everything to happen by a miracle. Nothing should take its course of natural action. We expect a miracle in every aspect of our life, when this is not the case. And we get upset if God does not do a miracle with us. And we may even get more upset if we feel that God does miracles with others but not with us. Why, God? We are your children as well. How come you did a miracle with this person but not with us? The third point is that if the miracle becomes a goal in itself, not a mean. So let's now talk about the reasons why God may perform a miracle. One or more of the following reasons. Five reasons. Five reasons. For one or more of the following reasons, God may do a miracle. Number one, to glorify His name. To reveal His work. Do you remember the man who was born blind? They said, who sinned? Is it this person or his parents that he was born blind? Our Lord declared, not him, not his parents, but in order that the work of God may be revealed in him. God wants to say, I am here. Sometimes, because of our short sight or lack of faith, we don't see God's work through natural things. Although St. Paul in Romans chapter 1 says that the power of his divinity is evident through the creation. If you look around you and look at God's creation, you should ultimately come to the belief that there is a God. Because this cannot happen by chance. God created all that. Right? But because of our weakness and lack of faith, sometimes we need something extra. So in order to reveal His glory, God may do a miracle. Number two, for the salvation of the person. Related to it also, point number three, for the spreading of the faith. God raised Lazarus from the dead. And many people believed after they saw Lazarus come back to life. It is a great miracle. He was dead for 4 years, for 4 days. So some people may be led to the faith when they see a miracle happening. So that's another reason. Number four, to reveal the holiness of one of the saints. Sometimes we ask for the prayers of some of the saints, our patron saints. And God, because of His love to the saint, He may want to reveal their holiness, and God does a miracle because of their prayers for their sake, to reveal the holiness of a saint. Number five, to protect His people. For example, when God parted the Red Sea so that the people can cross it, it is a great miracle. Why? To save His people and to protect them. At the time of Al-Mu'az, the governor of Egypt, he had one of his ministers who said to him, the Christians have a verse which says, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can transform a mountain. You can transfer a mountain from one place to another. Then the governor came to the Pope and said, do you have such a verse? The Pope answered, yes. He said to him, okay, if you don't move the mountain of Al-Muqattam, all the Christians will die, because you will be a liar and your religion is a lie. The Pope asked for 3 days to pray and fast. And he gathered all the clergy. And he said to them, this is the time to call upon God, because we are in a big problem. Everyone fasted and prayed for 3 days. And then God revealed to the Pope through the Virgin Mary, who appeared to him on the third day, saying to him, a man whose name is Simon, a simple man, he is the one through whose prayer the mountain will be moved. Everyone gathered on the appointed day. And as they worshipped God and said, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, every time they go down, the mountain would move up and back. And they would see the sun from underneath the mountain. And it moved so many miles. And because of the movement, it became fractured. And that's why it's called the fractured mountain. Al-Muqattam means it's fractured, actually. Attam, yeah. And this is well known in Egypt from history and from the archaeology of that city. It's well known that the mountain moved at some point from one place to another. So God can do a miracle to protect His people. And until today, He is doing a miracle every day in Egypt, believe me, to protect His people. At one point, one non-Christian asked a Christian person, what is the greatest miracle that God has done to the Christians in Egypt? I mean, to the Christians in general. Someone said, raising Lazarus, feeding the 5,000, and they answered, no. The true miracle is the presence of the Christians today in Egypt. You see? God protects His people. So those five reasons. We know about a man who was a very cruel governor or ruler whose name was Arianus, who used to persecute the Christians. But one day, an arrow reflected from the eye and came and poked his eyes. He became blind. So one pointed out to him, if you take, because he was killing many martyrs, if you take from the blood of the martyrs and anoint your eye will be healed. So he believed. And he took from the blood of the martyrs and he anointed his eyes, and his eyes was healed. And he became a Christian, and he himself was martyred. Can you believe that? At one point, that man Arianus, in one day killed 800,000. 800,000 in one day. Imagine. So in the miracle, the will of God comes together with the will of humans. Perhaps through the intercession of the saint, and it leads to the faith of the people and the glory of God's name. The devil wants to show off, as I explained to you in the beginning, TV, people falling down. You say, if you touch the TV, you will get a power. You get a power from through the TV, you may be electrified and fall down. But it's not. So one of the fathers, when he saw that people falling down, he said, does the Holy Spirit make you stand up if you fall, or makes you fall down when you are standing? And the true miracle also is connected with the goal behind it and how the mind can accept it. And it has to make sense that it is truly the work of God. I hope this has briefly explained to you the right concept of a miracle.